Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you've given us, and we thank you that you would trust us with your word in our mouth. It is our prayer today that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have a Bibles today, let's go to the book of Numbers. They're in the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. And they're in the 20th chapter of Numbers. We're going to read verses 7 through 12. The book of Numbers 20, 7 through 12. It reads, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Take the staff, and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community, so they and their livestock can drink.' So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he commanded him. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, 'Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock?' Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, 'Because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land that I give you.'" I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Following Divine Instructions. Mm-hmm. Following Divine Instructions. We live our lives really in that way, whether it's our being able to prepare for the weekend and we get a recipe that we may have written down or one that we may know from just our mental capacity. There's some instructions that have to be followed. Whether it is going to the doctors will give us orders, things that we need to do that become so important. With our own vehicles, if something is not acting right, you go to what? The instruction manual to find out why something is not working. And God help me, during the times when Santa Claus would drop off the toys and ask me to put them together, I did a horrible job of following instructions, but to God be the glory, that becomes so important. In our text today is the biblical character Moses, one who is well known, and his whole life is one that's based on instructions. Here it is. Pharaoh had put the word out, there's an edict that all male Hebrew children would be killed on the Nile River. But God had another plan in mind. And so when Moses was born, his mother put him in a basket and put him on the water. And he floated, guess where? To Pharaoh's house. His daughter saw him and began to raise him, but she needed some help. And word got out she needed somebody to take care of this child. And God used Moses' mother to do just that. Amen. His life continued on. He realized who he was. And every now and then in life, you got to realize, who am I really? He knew who God had called him to be. He saw an Egyptian and a Hebrew fighting, and he stepped in and killed the Egyptian. He had to leave town in a hurry, a fugitive from justice. But there comes a time when we run from things, God will chase us down. Ever run from something and thought you were clear? Yeah. In the case of Moses, God connected with him on the backside of a mountain. He was watching his father-in-law's sheep. And there was a burning bush that would not be consumed. And there he was with a staff. And God spoke to him and says, "You know, Moses, I've got something I want you to do. Go back to the place that you left. Tell Pharaoh to let my people go." Pharaoh did not want to do it. He was hard-hearted and hard-headed. But when God gives you an assignment, you just do it. Even if it don't make sense to you. Can you imagine? Go tell who? Well, God so worked it out that the people of Israel were able to cross the Red Sea, headed to the Promised Land, this land that flows with milk and honey. And it is a tough journey, but one that is manageable. It could have taken them 11 days to get to that place. Instead, it took them 4 years. Do you find yourself in a place like you're spinning in place, that God has called you to go somewhere and to do something, and you are just buying time? My, that's a word of witness right there. God has already made provisions for you. And there he is, he and his brother Aaron. And they're in the wilderness leading these people of God. And they start complaining. They were hot and tired and hungry and wanted water. And what I find on this journey in life, that there's some things that I think are important that we'll talk about. And that is knowing that God has given us an assignment to complete. But every now and then, we fail to do the assignment. We want to have a rearrangement to do it different than what God wants us to do it. And then that often leads to disappointment. Let's begin to unpack that. Let's talk about this sense of assignment. Take the staff. Let me just pause there for a second. The staff is what is used to gather animals together. The staff was used there at the Red Sea. God said, raise that staff. It was there during the burning bush experience. And so it becomes and signifies, really, leadership, also miracles. So the staff is important in this story. You and your brother Aaron, it's good to have somebody to run with, amen? Somebody you can be held accountable to. So here are two brothers, Aaron and Moses. What do? They are told to pull the assembly together. See, the people got on their last nerves. And instead of fighting back, they went to God. And so God is giving them these instructions. And so often we try to fight our own battles when in fact, go to God and see what God says about your situation. I know I'm helping myself today. And so there's the staff, but it's very specific. He says, speak to that rock, and the rock will allow the water to come out. Speak to the rock. And there's some things that God is saying to you and I today. It don't seem to make sense, but you got to speak some things. Speak to that house you want. Amen. Speak to that church building you want. Amen. Speak to that spouse that you want. You got to speak it. Say it. The enemy will tell you, now once you say it, it's out. But in God's assignment and in God's time, he's very specific about what he wants done. It's just the staff, but he wanted that to be a part of this mission, but you talk to the rock. Folk may think you crazy talking to your situation. Folk may think you've lost it when you're speaking to something that God told you to speak to. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Just speak to it. I dare you. Just say, you know what? I'm just going to speak it.
All right.
That is faith.
Yeah.
The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, but you got to keep speaking. And so Aaron and Moses had the assignment. They were dreading going back to the people who were still mad and hungry and thirsty. And sometimes returning to those tough situations can be hard. But once you've been with God and you go back to what God has brought you from, he equips you to handle the situation. Amen. I'm excited about that. And so there was an assignment. But then along the way, we tend to miss it, and we do what? We do a little rearrangement. That's what happens. Amen? Amen? And so when they got back to the people, they followed the order, they had the staff, they got in front of the people, they'd been with God, hallelujah, thank you, God. And Moses had a moment. He got hot with the people, and he called them names. Listen, you rebels. Must we bring water out of this rock? Wait a minute, Moses. Those were not the God's instructions. He had an emotional breakdown, a lapse in judgment. He flipped the script and said something that God did not tell him to say. Oh, help me, Lord. And there are some times that we have planned in our mind what we're going to say, but listen to what God tells you to do and don't rearrange what God has spoken. It's not like rearranging furniture. We change things up. I want that chair here. The sofa is there. I'm tired of looking at that lamp there. I want new curtains. But God has something different for us. And so often we rearrange.
Well,
we change it. We do things opposite of what God has said for us to do. Maybe that's never been your situation. You have always done it right. You went and spoke to the rock. You wasn't there, hit it. He took the very thing that God had given him and used it to hit the rock twice.
Mm.
Now, they got water. Mm. That was the end result. People got water. The livestock got water. But it was not done in the way that God wanted it to done. That would cause you to shake in your boots. Amen? That we so often will do things different. And God, we're learning. And God, he's growing us to do what? Don't hit the rock, but speak to the rock.
Right.
Twice he did it. Not one time, but twice. But I dare say one time was still wrong. Amen? Because that was not a part of God's instructions. We're learning as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ just not to rearrange, but just respect what the Word of God has said to us. And there again, this goes back to them being in the presence of God. And when you're in the presence of God, put your ears on so when you get to this point, you'll think for a moment. And I'm thinking to myself, Aaron, why didn't you say to Moses, bro, don't do that. That's not what God said. You sound like you mad. Hold up. Before he could say anything, it happened. And there they were together. Somebody ought to speak up on your team. Somebody who's your accountability partner said, bro, sis, that's not what God said. Don't you hit that situation. Yeah, the end result's the same, but not doing it God's way. There's rearrangement, there's an assignment, but in the end, there's disappointment.
Well,
but the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community in the land that I will give them.
Mm.
Wow. I thought about that. Well, God, they made just one mistake.
Uh-oh.
I mean, can you give them a second chance? God meant what he said.
Mm.
And because you didn't trust me enough to speak to the rock, to speak to the situation in life, but since you went your own way, there are consequences. I thought about that thing. I just said, Lord, couldn't you have, yeah. Couldn't you have done something in this situation? This was an act of disobedience.
Uh-oh.
And doing it the way we want to do it. And my, how many times have we been there? Clear about the message, but there are consequences to our disobedience. And there they are. They don't make it in. God takes Moses up high and allows him to see the promised land, but said, you won't get there. And I often think about Dr. King. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would say, I've been to the mountaintop. He was referencing the scripture. I may not get there with you, but I believe one day we'll get to the promised land. And the promised land is the place in which God wants to take us.
Yeah.
Get away from the physical. There's a place that God wants to take you if you can remain true and obedient to him. I'm talking to myself today. Amen. As we grow in Christ. Disobedience. I mean, they're in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve. They didn't follow instructions.
Well,
Satan came along and said, I think God meant this.
Mm-hmm.
Eve came back and said, you know what? He said that Eve repeated the word and still did something different. Adam, you were there too, bro. Amen? They knew what they were supposed to do. Come here, Jonah. God says, I'm sending you to Nineveh. Go and speak the word to those people. What happened? Jonah goes to the inner harbor, jumps on a boat, and goes in the opposite. Oh, you've been on that kind of boat before. You ran from God. And once he got out there, they said, man, you're causing us trouble. We're going to throw you overboard. And he is there in the belly of the whale. and finally gets to do God's assignment, and he still is fussing about it. Oh, God. Amen? Come here. The wife of Lot, Lot's wife, is leaving Sodom and Gomorrah and says, don't you look back now. Don't you look back. You keep looking ahead. And she turned. Didn't follow instructions. And she became a pillar of salt. And that sounds like us today. Lord, help us to follow instructions. Help us to do what you told us to do. And there in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus, struggling in the flesh, holy man, holy God, he says, you know, it was a tough moment, but he says, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Aren't you glad that he followed divine instructions? Because he went to that old rugged cross and he gave his life for us. He died and shed his blood for us, and he rose again on the third day morning. All I'm saying today, when it comes to instructions, don't put too much hope into the devices we have. We have devices, but the enemy has devices. You know that GPS has led you wrong before. But I ask even now, lead me, guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I shall not stray. Lord, help me walk each day with you. Lead me, O Lord, lead me. I need some help. What about you today? That instead of going my way, I want to go God's way. Amen?
Amen?
I'm so glad today. See, we have gotten this Frank Sinatra spirit. I did it my way. Well, God bless you. You do it your way. I am doing it God's way. Because he said, by way of Christ, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father except by me. I want to go the right way. Hallelujah. I want to be able to go the way that's going to lead me to glory. That is because I'm striving to follow not man's instructions, but divine, holy, powerful instructions. That thing that you were planning to do, even though you've heard differently, don't do it. That way you were planning to go, don't take that route. There's a detour ahead. Now, that situation you'd already laid out for the weekend, God is saying to you, that's not the assignment I gave you. But you have rearranged it, and as a result, it's a disappointing moment. But Calvary changed it because we have redemption.
Yes.
And that's the good news, is that even when we mess up, God will fix it up. That is the word of God today. It is already blessed.
Amen. Amen.
I say to you today that water from the rock, speak to the rock, don't hit it.
Amen.
Don't try and knock it out, but listen today. And maybe you've come today. You're listening, or you're watching this word, and for you it's already a foregone conclusion. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, God. But I've got other plans in mind. It was an emotional moment for Moses. We've all been there. My God, we've hit some rocks in our days. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you might touch that heart today and that person who knows you not. And let them know that you will accept them by way of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead. The Bible says, thou shalt be saved. God, we thank you for this convicting word today. May it touch a soul. May someone turn the other way and come toward you. We thank you in Jesus' name.